He took a mighty swing. The club hit the turf and scattered dirt all over the president's beard and surrounding vicinity, while the ball lay placidly waiting on the tee. Again, the Scotchman swung, and again he missed. Our president waited patiently through six tries and then quietly stated, "There seems to be a fair amount of exercise in this game, but I fail to see the purpose of the ball." Right? And so that's how I play golf. I can't hit the ball. But when the purpose of the game is to get the ball into the hole with the fewest amount of swings. If you ignore the purpose and just swing, or if you just walk around on the hole and you don't bring your golf clubs, you never experience the purpose of the game. In reality, you're never really playing the game.
You're just swinging a club.
Who's ever watched a game of golf? Game of golf, yeah. So you see the professional golfers out there, and they call themselves a golfer, and they play golf, and they have to adopt the whole purpose. Otherwise, they don't. Okay. And so if you call yourself a golfer, if you say that you are going out to play golf, you must also adopt the whole purpose and set yourself on mission to see that ball get into the hole. If you've watched a game of golf, you see that the professional golfers are out there, and even the crowd around them is kind of on mission to see this purpose completed, right? And so everyone's quiet on the green because they're putting, right? They're quiet. And the golfer takes the backswing, and the moment that the club touches the ball, the crowd erupts and says, "Get in the hole! Get in the hole!" Right? You ever heard that? Yeah, the whole – you have never heard that, Reynolds? I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, watch a game of golf, and you might see that. And then – so – but the whole crowd even is on purpose, is on mission to see that purpose of the game of golf be accomplished. The same is true if we call ourselves followers of Christ. A follower of Christ is someone who has adopted his purpose and is on mission to see that that purpose is accomplished. One step further, if you are following Christ and you have made Crossroads Alliance Church your home and your community of faith, then you also have adopted Christ's purpose. You are on mission to see that purpose accomplished, and you are doing it in community. At Crossroads Alliance, we connect with God and one another. Like what Pastor Kevin talked about last week, we advance the kingdom of Christ, contribute by giving of ourselves so that every man, woman, and child is developed into a disciple of Jesus Christ. Pastor Kevin talked about connect last week, and when we connect with God and one another, relationships are built. Connecting, think relationships. Out of that relationship comes identity, comes community, acceptance, love, and purpose. As the relationship matures, as it develops, the community experiences life together. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, in his book Life Together, he said, the physical presence of other Christians is a source of incomparable joy and strength to the believer. After he was gone, so back up a little bit, it's incomparable joy and strength to the believer. We see this in life with his, they met and learned from their master. They observed how he lived and how he taught, how he interacted with others, and how he prayed. And after he was gone, the disciples were recognized as really unremarkable in their education and training, but they had been with Jesus. And that's what made them set apart. That's what made them sanctified. That's what made them captivating. And when we heard them speak, they were captivated. They said, there's something different about these people. Because they were on mission. They had a purpose. They knew where they stood in the community, and they had placed their identity in Christ. And because they spent so much time with him, connecting with Christ and connecting with other people in the community, they knew where they stood in that community. They knew that they were accepted. They felt consistently loved. And they were adopted Christ's purpose, and they were on mission to see that purpose accomplished. In Acts 17:6, it says that they ended up turning the world upside down with what they were teaching and what they were doing to show people who Christ is and what he came to. Now, we have the same God, don't we? Yes, we do. And we have the same purpose and the same mission as the early church. That purpose and that mission is to advance the gospel of Christ, advance the kingdom of Christ by seeking and saving the lost. We sang a new song today called Stir a Passion in My Heart. Stir a passion in my heart, Lord, let it overflow. Let it overflow. Stir a passion in my heart, Lord. Let it overflow. Let it overflow. When we consider what the Holy Spirit is doing, let yourself be passionate about what He's doing. Let Him stir that life. Let Him stir your heart, and not just a feeling, but a understanding of He is working, and I want to be a part of it. That's the passion that we should have, not a feeling, but a passion that He is working. God is here. The one who created the universe is here. Let yourself be passionate about what He is doing. He's working in us and all around us, in every single one of you guys sitting right here. Some of you guys, it's hard for you to understand, hard for you to see, maybe sometimes me too, hard for you to see what He's doing. It's hard for me to see sometimes what He's doing. Because I get caught up in all the things that are around us, all the things that distract me. And so what we have to do is, who are you working? When are you doing it? Where are you doing it? And then we have to ask ourselves, how, Lord, do you want to use me in what you are doing? Oh, He's a wonderful God. He's such a faithful God, so that when we ask Him questions, He answers us. He's so wonderful. He consistently invites us into what He's doing, even when we can't see, even when we don't hear, even when we don't understand, and even honestly when we're hostile towards God Himself. If you're hearing my voice today and you can't see what God is doing, or you can't hear what He's doing, and you don't understand it, and even if you're hearing my voice today and you don't even like God right now, maybe you're hostile. Maybe you're in the quietness of your own, in your pain. You say, God, right now, I feel like I hate you. I want to tell you today that God still loves you. He still loves you. He still has a plan for you. And He still has a purpose for you in your life. Will you turn with me to Romans chapter 15? Romans chapter 15, verses 20 through 22. Saul was a man who started out his faith journey thinking that he knew everything about God. And he knew everything. He knew the whole Old Testament. Pick up your Bible, keep your finger in Romans, and then find Matthew, the beginning of Matthew. That's the whole Old Testament. He knew it. Not just knew it, he memorized it. He memorized every single word and knew a lot. But he couldn't see what God was doing. He couldn't hear what He was doing. Lots of times he didn't understand it. And because of it, because of all that, he didn't understand God. And because of all that, he hated Him. He hated God. He didn't understand what Jesus was doing when He came. And so he was hostile towards Jesus and towards His followers. Until Saul had an encounter with Jesus that set the course of his life on a different track. Saul connected with Jesus on the road to Damascus. Then he was brought to connect with the others who had faith in Jesus. It was not long after that that Saul was trained in how to see people through the lens of the gospel with Jesus' eyes. He was trained in how to share the gospel in really practical ways. And he was even given opportunities to be on mission with the purpose of Christ. That purpose was to advance the kingdom of Christ. Saul was changed because he connected with Jesus and he connected with the community, just like what we're doing here at Crossroads. Connect with God, connect with one another. And then he was given a new identity. He was even given a new name. His name was Paul, the new name. A new being, a new creation. Look at the new community. And he wrote these inspiration of the Holy Spirit. In 20:1, we see that Paul is writing, "It has always been my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known, so that I would be not building on someone else's foundation. Rather, as it is written, those who were not told about Him will see Him, and those who have not heard will understand." Paul, a man who could not see, hear, or understand what God was doing, and who hated Jesus and His followers, Paul even was trying to track down his followers to kill him and kill them and throw them in prison. But he said, after writing this, I want to go to those who can't see, hear, or understand what God is doing so that when I go to them, when I go where Jesus is not known, they will now see, they will hear, and they will understand and have an encounter with Jesus. Paul adopted Christ's purpose of advancing his kingdom. Essentially, he was saying, I want to seek and save the lost because my Savior Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Whatever he did, I want to do. Whatever he is purposed to do, I want to purpose to do. That's what Paul was saying. So what are you purposing to do? What are you purposing to do? What are you on mission for? What do you want to see accomplished? What do you want to see God do? Crossroads Alliance Church has taken on the mission of Christ in advancing the kingdom of Christ. And will you join us? Join us?
Yes.
To advance the kingdom of Christ and seek to save the lost. Will you be about what Jesus is about?
Yes.
Will you be part of what the Holy Spirit is doing here?
Yes.
Will you take on Christ's mission with us and be on mission to see that purpose is accomplished? Crossroads is so we've assembled a team called the Advance Team. So we have Connect, Advance, Contribute. We have an Advance Team assembled. And I'll read off their names. Now, as if you're here, I hope they're all here today. I asked them to be here. Hope they're here. So if you're on this team, would you stand? I want our community to see who you are and know that we are committed to be on mission with the purpose of Christ. So Phyllis Ware, could you stand? Colleen Weber. Brenda Reeves, Mary Stromberg, and also me. I'm on that team. We are committed to be on mission with the purpose of Christ, and these people who are standing and Brenda will be leading us in whatever the Holy Spirit leads us to do. Sometimes, you guys can sit now. Sometimes those times will be really making sense. Sometimes they'll be like, yeah, I want to do that because it makes sense. Sometimes it's not going to make sense at all. And you're like, I don't know why we're doing this, but this is what we're doing because we're exploring what the Holy Spirit might want to do in our midst. The Holy Spirit wants to show us whatever through the lens of it. Last time I spoke, I challenged you intently. See, your table is not your table, but your neighbor's table. It's a little bit different, isn't it? A little bit different to think, okay, this is mine. It sits in my house, and maybe you don't have a table. Maybe you sit just in a chair and you eat. Whatever it is, wherever you eat, to see that as your neighbor's place, we can invite them over to say, hey, you know, I want to do life with you. I want to show you what a Christian looks like. We're not just a people that are holed up in these churches with the steeples, but we're actually people who love on those around us, and we have a message that leads to true and deep life. So there will be events and opportunities for you to participate in as we advance the kingdom of Christ together. Because this is a community. We advance it together. In 2 weeks, we have missions conference. You guys excited about missions conference?
Yeah.
We get to explore. We get to celebrate what God is doing in all of these countries plus many more. And it's so cool to hear the stories that come out of missions conference of what the Holy Spirit leads our missionaries to do. And what the Holy Spirit might be calling us to do, individually and corporately. Every missions conference, there's a special day training for you. Oh, I'm so excited about this. I could be jumping up and down. I might be inside. I'm jumping up and down because I'm so excited to see what the Holy Spirit's going to do. Okay, so 3 days of training. Remember how Saul was trained in how to see people through the lens of the gospel, see people through Jesus' eyes, not just as people who are wandering here and there, but people who Jesus loves. About. You're going to be trained in that too, have an opportunity to be trained in that during missions conference. That's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so we have another training on how to share the gospel. Anyone been trained in how to share the gospel? Would anyone love to be trained in how to share the gospel, both in word and in deed? You guys will have the opportunity to be trained in how to share the gospel in really practical ways. Al Clayson will be leading that. And also, this is one of my favorite ones, how to serve the least of these. Many times we see people in our world who we don't know how to help them, but we're going to train them on how to do that. and how to do it and not just a way that feed makes us feel good, because that's the social gospel. We don't preach that. But how to actually meet their need and show them the love of Christ with a purpose. As we take on Christ's purpose together to see the Spirit leading us, sometimes, like I said, they'll be confusing. Sometimes they'll be out of the box. Sometimes they'll totally make sense. But in the end, God's promises will remain. He said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Amen. Instead of cheering, get in the hole, like the golfers do. Instead of cheering that, our cheers will sound like that of the Samaritan woman. After she connected with Christ at the well, she said, when she went back into the town, she said, come meet a man who told me everything I've ever done. He is the Savior of our souls. Will you pray with me? Our Heavenly Father, you are a good and gracious God. You are God who sees us where we're at. You are God who, even though we may not see what you're doing, hear what you're doing, understand what you're doing, you still welcome us in, Lord, to what you are doing here and what you're doing worldwide. Thank you, God. Thank you. Holy Spirit, as we position ourselves corporately and as we position ourselves personally to be on mission with your purpose, would you allow us formed? Be ready the soil of Lord to what else to do, even if it might be said. Lord, give us the courage to walk and keep in step with your Spirit so that we can see you do amazing things in us and through us. God, call people to yourself who don't know you. We want to see this place thriving with people who we don't recognize, so we can say, hey God, what are you doing? And we can ask them, what is God doing in your life? God, we thank you for today. We thank you for worship. We thank you for what you're doing. We just want to be part of it. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen.